If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bring on the weird.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man. I'm ready. How about you?
Yeah.
Should have changed our shirts.
Meh.
Just doing two back-to-back like this, man.
It's almost our week off. Happy Thanksgiving, even though this one's not coming out till a month after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, not on Rockfin. If you're on Rockfin, you're going to get it next week.
Ooh.
I said next week. People don't know what the fuck next week is. You'll get it on the... What the fuck? On the 6th? No, on the 3rd. What? I don't remember. You guys will get it sometime.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. When is this one actually going to go on Rockfin? Because then whatever we record the Tuesday after Thanksgiving will be on Rockfin that night. So this one would have to go sooner on Rockfin?
Huh.
And then the Rockfin episodes would be 2 weeks ahead.
Wow. Maybe we'll just put this one up earlier.
What the fuck did we do?
We'll just have to put this one up sooner.
All right.
Maybe later this week.
Friday? While everybody's recovering from their Thanksgiving hangover?
Or we could release it on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
That'd be a... I'm sure. Yeah, we could totally keep some people. Because I don't... Who knows what people are actually doing, even still during this. It bugs the shit out of me, but people are still very much pandemic fearful.
It's unbelievable, man, what's happening. And I don't really see an end in sight. I really don't. And people are like, oh, when we get back to normal. I don't think we're not going back to normal. I don't think there is a normal to go back to.
No, it's right now it seems like it's a constant fight, whether it's your company forcing you to get the vaccine, the mandate vaccine, and there's plenty of people that are on board for the vaccine. You and I, conspiracy theorists or just critical thinkers or something, we could call it comply. People are complying with what's going on, and to me that seems like it's... It just seems like you're bowing down to somebody else. I hate using that terminology, though. God, I hate it. They put a fear in people. I just want to think critically about stuff, and people are just like, no, I'm good.
I agree. Not saying, like, I don't even like calling us conspiracy theorists. Like, I'm fine if people want to call me a conspiracy theorist, but this isn't conspiracy theorist thinking. This is like you said, it's critical thinking. It's this, whatever you want to call it, this fucking bioweapon, this disease, this bad flu, whatever you want to call it, it's not affecting children very much at all. It's not affecting people the way they say it is. But now they're getting ready to force vaccines on the children. And look, you're not doing it to me. There is no fucking way in hell you're doing it to my kids. It's as simple as that. You're going to have to take me out.
Right. And at what point is it going to go from we are aggressively suggesting you do this for your children, and then it's going to move into, well, since you haven't done this for your children, now it's abuse. And yeah. now that you're abusing your children, we have the authority to take your children away from you. And then you're going to flip shit, and you're going to throw a fucking Molotov cocktail at somebody, somewhere, somehow. Maybe you're not going to go that extreme. But you're going to get very fucking wordy with somebody. And if it comes to physical, then they're going to be like, oh, terrorist. Bye.
They're already trying to label these parents, these moms or whatever, who are protesting the school boards. They're already trying to call them domestic terrorists. And that's absurd.
Yes, it's absurd. What the fuck?
It's like your volumes are super low right now.
They are?
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is.
Weird.
Oop. Yeah, I don't know.
We play you the song of my people, the spring of my microphone. Ba-dum. How about now?
Let's see.
Ooh. The soothing sound of the holidays. Yeah. Oh. Sometimes it does it itself.
I forget where I was even going.
Sorry. Absurd moms.
Oh, I mean, basically, like, they're saying you don't have a right to say what is... You don't have a right to manage your child's life. Like, you don't have a right to protest for them. What they're trying to do is make it to where the kids can go behind their parents' back and get this vaccine, these underage kids. And that's not how shit works.
No.
I'm in charge of you until you're 18. And then once, honestly, look, if you're under my fucking roof, I'm still in charge of you, motherfucker. Once you move out, once you're not under my roof, then you do what you want. But until the kids are 18, it's the parents' choice, the parents' decision. And not getting them a vaccine for something that is not hardly at all affecting children.
No.
It cannot constitute, not child abuse, child endangerment.
Right.
But you're right. I'm afraid that it's going to come to that. And then, look, I don't know what I'm going to fucking do, man, but I know it's not happening, and I know I will go out fighting to stop that.
Goddamn right. If it came to that, there's gonna be a fight. It's gonna get physical.
Yeah, you better bring more than a few guys here to platoon to do that, because
call the reserves, because some shit's going down.
Yeah. It's all crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if. Now, we've talked about this other times, and you said before that you felt like your family got an extra sickness before all this shit went down, before all this shit happened. You said was it you and your wife and the kids? Everybody got sick?
I don't know if my wife got it or not. I know my parents had it. I had it. The kids had it.
You're talking this sickness was well before the pandemic status.
Yeah, this happened to us at the
end of 19?
End of 19 or early, I can't think, I don't think it was early 20. It might have been early 20.
Okay.
But it was before it even allegedly got here to the United States. And it was, my kids don't really, when they're sick, they're like ready to go play still.
Right.
But they had a fever that we were fighting. We were literally fighting. We were alternating ibuprofen and Tylenol because I guess you're allowed to do that.
Hmm.
We were fighting the fever and shit, and they were sick. And, you know, we both believe that your body can fight off most anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we were keeping an eye on it, and if it got bad, of course we would take them to the hospital, but we were able to contain it. But it was a long lasting, pretty hardcore flu type thing.
Sure.
And I never get the flu. I never get the flu shot. Whatever I had, it turned into like pneumonia.
Damn.
Because but I recovered, and so far, I've taken like no precautions. At the beginning, we did. We were like most people, we kind of, I don't want to sound crazy, but I was wiping down some things from the grocery store and stuff like that. And then it got to a point where I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right. Because then, I mean, nothing was happening. It's not like you were, as soon as you touched a gallon of milk at the store, you were suddenly doubled over, hacking up a lung.
Right. And now I'll go, I'll put my hand on the fucking gas pump thing. I'll pump the gas, and I won't throw hand sanitizer on. I don't take a shower as soon as I get home from work just to make sure all the germs are off of me. And not, I don't do any of that, and we've been fine throughout all of this. I don't wear a fucking mask.
No, not unless, you know, a private establishment. The mask thing, I totally get for a hospital or a doctor's office. That makes sense to me because people are sick in those places.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't work.
That's a very good point. Everybody from the biggest chair in the office has said the masks don't work.
Well, I mean, even Fauci at the beginning was like, no, the masks don't work. There's no need to wear a mask. Now he's like, oh, you need three fucking masks and a vaccine.
Right. And so the whole thing is completely, it's hypocritical is what bugs the shit out of me. Why can he say one thing one day and then a totally different thing another day?
Well, he admitted to lying. He said that he said that the mask didn't work so people wouldn't go out and buy masks so that the healthcare workers could have them. So he lied.
That's extremely misleading. Yes. Whether you want to, but yes, that's a lie. And that's very misleading.
Speaking of misleading, not to change the subject, but I have been wanting to get this off my fucking chest. And by the time this comes out, I don't know. It might be long gone. But Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's being blasted right now. This is November 23rd, and we're even late on it for this. I know you guys are listening to it whenever you're listening to it, but he was being blasted because he got COVID, and he was out for 10 days, and they said, well, are you vaccinated? And he said, I've been immunized. So
okay.
He has been blasted by people saying, oh, he misled the people, you know, just shit like that. And then I have a very big issue with that. He didn't mislead you. You're stupid. That's the problem. Immunized and vaccinated are different. You are an idiot, and that's why you were misled. He didn't mislead you if you knew fucking definitions.
You goddamn right. Just do a little bit of thinking. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's not misleading. It's not. He said he had been immunized. It could be from a vaccine, but it doesn't have to be from a vaccine.
Right.
Where vaccination has to be from a vaccine. He didn't say he was vaccinated, you fucking idiots. He said he was immunized. And you have these blue check mark motherfuckers on Twitter saying, oh, he misled the people. He even came out and said, I'm sorry for misleading people. Aaron, I know you're not listening to this, but if you do, you didn't mislead anybody. The world is full of idiots.
Yeah.
So I had to get that off my chest, the misleading thing, and then I had to roll right into it, but ridiculous.
No, completely ridiculous. Anybody, all you have to do is use your head and, I don't know, maybe don't read too far into it. He said what he said, and he meant what he said.
Right.
That's it. Look up the definition between vaccinated and immunized. They're different.
They are different. They can be the same. Like, you can be immunized from a vaccine. It's like saying all thumbs are a finger, but not all fingers are thumbs. You know what I mean? Like, just because you're immunized doesn't mean you're vaccinated. But if you're vaccinated, you can be immunized. You are immunized. But, like, come on, man. I was so mad when I heard about this. when I heard people fucking attacking him. And look, even if he wasn't the quarterback of my team, the team that I, you know, I follow, my favorite team, I would still be on his side because it's fucking ridiculous that you're being blasted by the media.
Right.
For saying the truth.
Right.
Ugh. They don't want you to say the truth. They don't want you to say this kind of shit. They want you to say, yes, sir, I've been vaccinated by this vaccine that we don't know anything about.
Oh, shit. See, that's another thing. That rolls us right into the next thing. We're not going to know what the vaccine's about for 55 years.
Exactly.
What the hell is that called?
The FOIA.
FOIA. F-O-I-A.
Yeah, Freedom of Information Act.
That's it.
And I think that's common for a FOIA request, though. I think it is like 50-some years, but...
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's completely common for if you're going to go through with that. But why would they want that for this, especially if they're sharing it with the entire world?
Right. I was just getting ready to say the same thing. Like, if you're really trying to push this vaccine off as being safe and, you know, it's for the good of humanity, you need it to survive and all this, just put the shit out there.
Right.
Don't hide behind a FOIA request.
Exactly. What the hell's the term? Or what was that phrase that I texted you the other day? The truth doesn't mind being questioned. It's the lies that mind being challenged.
Right.
Damn. That's so good.
It hits hard, dude. And it's the truth.
I love it.
I mean, you can speak the truth all day. All day. You don't even get tired of it.
No.
But if somebody starts questioning you on a lie, you're like, fuck, man, just drop it, dude. This is it. Just drop it. And then you walk away. You know what I mean? You're like, I don't want you to keep pestering me on this because I'm afraid I'm going to fucking trip up.
Exactly. There's going to be a problem. And then I'm going to have to tell three more lies to cover the first lie.
Exactly. You don't trip up on the truth. The truth is the truth. Also, speaking of, can we stop saying, this is my truth? It's not your truth. The truth is the truth. Your truth and my truth should be the same fucking thing. Don't say, this is my truth. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
The truth is the truth.
And, like, you can, like, the president, you could say, he's not my president. Too fucking bad. The majority said, he's your president. Get over it.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
There's certain people that sit in the big seat that a lot of people don't fucking like. But regardless of who's sitting in the big seat, he's your president today. Yeah. It fucking sucks sometimes, but that's it.
I think most of them are idiots.
Yes.
But
both sides, all circles. I don't care what color. I don't care what symbol represents that person. Both sides, all sides, fuck up.
Did that start with Trump or did that start with Obama? The not my president.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Obama's second term? Or was it Trump the whole time?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. But either way, I mean,
people were definitely pissed off about Obamacare, for sure.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people pissed off that Trump won.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to seeing all these people crying. I literally saw videos of people crying, screaming, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my country. Like, what? We, not you and I, but as a country, we are fucking soft as marshmallows, dude.
Yeah. Snowflakes.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, that term sucks and it's annoying now, but yeah, snowflakes. And then some people might be listening to this and saying, oh, you're just two fucking privileged white males. Look at my house and look at my bank account. Show me where I'm privileged, you fuck.
Yeah, no shit.
If we want to talk, I better not. But if we want to talk privileged, it's all these things where you got to interview this kind of person and that kind of person and this gender and that gender and before you hire somebody. if you find the right person, that's it. That's as simple as that. You shouldn't be required to interview other people.
Is that where we're at? We must interview every last one and then put some check marks on this one because this one will meet the quota of a certain thing. Not qualifications, but a quota of other attributes.
That's exactly it, man. It has nothing. It's fucking crazy. Look, I know I can't play in the NBA because I just can't. And I'm not going to flip the fuck out because the Sixers don't give me a tryout. Okay? I understand that. I understand I'm not qualified for that position because, well, I'm too fucking short. And for two, I got no fucking handle. I can shoot. I got no handle. Okay? I understand that I don't get a tryout. I got it. I understand it. Other people do not understand that.
Flip shit.
Yeah. They think everybody should get a chance. You know what it is? It's this fucking participation trophy generation where you think everybody deserves it. Everybody fucking deserves $1 million. Everybody deserves a shot at the CEO position. You don't.
No. No, you don't. You got to earn that shit.
It's fucking irritating, man. It's only getting worse.
Yeah. So that really worries me. I mean, I'm sure every generation goes through the same thing. Worries me for the next business leaders of the world. Are we looking at the, well, right now the business leaders of the world are the children of post-Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
And there was a definite outcry after Vietnam about the world being, the United States alone being a mess. Was that post-Carter? Carter-Reagan era?
I don't know.
It was Nixon. Was Nixon before Carter? There must have been somebody else in there.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like it's right on the tip of my tongue, too.
Must have been. Not Eisenhower. Was it Eisenhower? Who was after Eisenhower. Nixon? Johnson. LBJ? No, LBJ was right after Kennedy, and then it was Nixon, right? I don't know.
Fuck it up.
Anyway, what I'm trying to get at, it seems like every generation, that generation worries about the next generation. And I'm hoping that we're teaching our kids good enough that they will be the future business leaders of America that we truly need.
I think that the future of American business is about to change drastically. And I think it's in a good way. I do have hope for what's coming. And what I think is about to happen is they're going to force these mandates.
Okay.
Excuse me. They're going to force the mandates, and then people are going to say, nah, fuck you, dude. And then they're going to leave their jobs, and they're going to start their own business.
Ooh, okay.
So I think we're heading into the era of small business, and that's great news because my wife runs a small business. It would be great news for her. So many people who are like, you know, I want to do what I love, but this is paying the bills. So they have no drive. They have nothing making them go out and do this.
Okay. Okay.
Now they're going to turn down these vaccine mandates because they're not doing it. Some of these people, they're like, no, I'm not going to fucking do it. Simple as that. When they lose their job, they're going to be like, you know what? I'm gonna finally start that landscaping company I've been wanting to start. I'm gonna finally start that t-shirt making company I want to make. I'm gonna finally become, I don't know, a fucking streamer. I've been wanting to do it. I just haven't had time because I'm always working. I'm working fucking 50, 60 hours a week. I can't do it. I don't have the time. Now I got the time.
Damn. Love it.
I got a lot of hope, man. I think all this shit sucks, but I think there is going to be a lot of good that comes out of this. Not in the way they want it to. I think a lot of good is going to come from the people rejecting the mandate.
Wow. I like it. An era of small business. What is it? Necessity is the mother of innovation?
Absolutely.
So now you're at a point where it's necessary for you to succeed. So now you must innovate.
You have that drive, man. You got that fucking, you got to go out, you got to get the money. You got a family support. You're going to make that money. And, I mean, sure, people are going to turn to crime. It's going to happen.
You know, looting is the best Black Friday deal.
The cheapest.
100% off. If you do it right, it's 120% off. And the cash register on the way out.
Would somebody grab me a fucking printer?
Inkjet, please. Come on.
Yeah, high quality, please. I need a good one.
Well, we can either break or we can roll right into the next one.
What's the next one? The one you were telling me about earlier?
No. The looting, I thought for sure we were going to see some of that come out of that particular town in Wisconsin recently.
Yeah, that... Now, I didn't follow the case too much, but what I did notice is that this had turned into a race thing.
Blows my fucking mind. That's another point just to a little critical thinking. Holy shit.
A fucking white kid shot three white people, and it's a race thing.
Blows my fucking mind. What the hell? It was during a riot that he did that. I mean, I can't tell you all the singular details of the whole thing. But how in the fuck did it turn into a race thing? I can't tell you.
Well, the reason it did was because they were BLM protesters. Even though they were white, they were BLM protesters. And because he shot BLM protesters, it was... They ran... The media ran that he was a white supremacist. They called this kid a white supremacist with no evidence of that. It's defamation.
That is defamation. He just didn't want to fucking die. And he had the wherewithal to not die that night.
Yeah, unbelievable, dude. The media is an absolute joke.
MSF.
A fucking joke. A white... Did you see the fucking SUV that went ripping through the parade?
Holy shit. That's another thing.
Right in Wisconsin as well.
What? That was another thing that I thought, oh shit, here we go. This is it. This is when people are going to get their free TVs. Black Friday's starting already. But no, this guy was just tearing ass right through the Christmas parade. Oh, sorry. Holiday parade. But I mean, it's at Thanksgiving and Christmas, so... Is it bad to say holiday? People are shitting all over both sides of that. Oh, don't call it a holiday parade. It's a Christmas parade. Isn't it two holidays? Anyway.
It reminded me of... Because I saw this too. What is her name? Rashida Tlaib. I don't know. A Democrat from Michigan.
Labia.
Introduced a bill that would end... prison time for everyone within the next 10 years.
What?
Everyone would get out of prison within the next 10 years.
You want to do some crimes to go to prison? Because you're going to get out in less than 10 years.
I mean, this fucking nuts, dude. The people who introduce this stuff are the ones living in gated communities with security and all this other shit. You want to release all the prisoners?
What the fuck?
The guy who just went through the fucking parade? I know this is probably... Now, all the people who are listening to this later on are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this just this didn't just happen, but it did to us. He had just been released on a very low bail.
Okay.
He had just been released days earlier, and then he gets in his car, plows through a fucking parade, and kills people. If he would have been in prison or in jail without his ridiculously low bail, it wouldn't have happened.
So could we flip the script on Mrs. Labia? What's her name? Tlaib.
It's hard to... Rashida Tlaib. T-L-A-I-B.
Tilapia.
Tilapia.
So if all the criminals got out, then it's okay for them to just go murder people. So if we're going to let these criminals out, that hard criminals, it sounds like this guy, I don't know what he originally went to jail for, but he got out and he just plowed over people, and that's okay? Is that okay? That's not okay.
I don't know, but if it would have just been a normal bail, he would have been, I mean, all these people would have, I don't know, man. It's fucking sickening where we're going as a society, that there's no regard for human life at all anymore.
It doesn't seem like it. Are we really getting to a point in the United States where it doesn't seem like it should happen? But empires fall all the time, or they did in history. I mean, we get a good long spell occasionally. Like, the United States has been around for 250 years.
Yeah.
We're working on it, right? 1776.
Isn't that when all great nations fall? Isn't that what it is? Like 250 years or some shit like that?
250, 300 years, yeah. The Roman Empire. I don't know how the British Empire is still going. Or maybe they're not, because the world celebrates Independence Days from the British colonies all the time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They might run everything. We might just be fucking naive. They might be running us. We don't even realize it. Maybe they have some sort of fucking hand.
That'd be a hell of a thing.
I mean, we fought the fucking Revolutionary War to get away from taxes, and then what do? We come over here, we start fucking paying taxes. You know what I mean? Like, we're not so different, us and them, except for the fact that we're not ruled under a monarchy.
Right.
I mean, on paper, we're not. Who knows? We might be.
Yeah, and public knowledge, we're not. Well, better take a break.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Safety in numbers, right?
Yeah.
Herd immunity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Aaron Rodgers heard of it, too.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, along those, the mandate line and all that, you need to be vaccinated for your job, or you can get tested weekly.
Or be fined. And be fined. You get tested weekly and be fined, whether the company's fined or you are fined directly. That's OSHA.
They can fuck off with all that. Who the fuck is OSHA? OSHA doesn't control my job.
They shouldn't, but...
The issue I have with it is, why do I have to be tested when the vaccinated people can still get it, can still spread it, and their symptoms are lesser than mine, which means they definitely come into work because they're feeling great.
Exactly. But then they're still complaining.
I had a guy at work.
Go ahead.
A guy at work asked me, he said, well, will you do the testing? And I said, yeah, of course I will, if everybody who was vaccinated also has to get tested. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
Very good point.
Because there's no sense in me getting tested when fucking Jim over here, who got vaccinated, and you know, he was all happy to do so. He had a hard on when he went to get vaccinated, and he can still come in with the fucking with COVID, and yet he doesn't have to be tested. What kind of fucking backwards world are we living in?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why are there so many incentives? Everybody's giving away shit. Like, you get discounts at different places, and you get all this special treatment because you got vaccinated. If it's so good, why is it quote unquote free? It's not really free. Money's coming from somewhere to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we need all these incentives? That I don't get. Why are you incentivizing the vaccine? Why are you incentivizing this mandate? If it's so good, what do you have to worry about? What do the people who got the vaccine have to worry about? It's great, right? It's so good. It does all the things you want it to do. It keeps you safe, right? Why do I have to get it?
I think the main issue is the disease is not as bad as they said it was. Now, they want to push this vaccine, but if people were just falling dead on the streets, like the videos originally came up of China, people just falling dead in the streets, then people would be lining up to get this vaccine. People would gladly take this vaccine, but we're not seeing
that. And
then
it wouldn't
be
free, because then there would be a supply and demand issue.
I mean, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing the people dying constantly like they were trying to portray at the beginning of this. We're not seeing the hospitals overrun like they were. Now they're looking overrun because nurses, they're not getting this vaccine. They're losing their jobs over this. If a nurse is willing to lose her job over this, maybe you should reconsider.
Yeah, exactly.
She's in the medical field, or he, in the medical field, and they're refusing the vaccine.
That's questionable right there.
Losing their job over it. So now the hospitals are understaffed.
So of course they're overrun because they're understaffed.
Right. The grocery stores, understaffed. So the trucking companies, understaffed. So it's harder to get supplies. This is all planned out, man. It's all planned.
What is the end game? Inflation is running rampant. Is there a bubble? Because there's got to be a bubble for the inflation. It's going to stop sooner or later. When is that going to stop? It's right now, it just seems like prices are just ticking up and up and up and up and up. Are we going to pay $6 a gallon for milk? Because, like, where in the hell does that chain begin and end? Where is the ends of those chains for that supply?
I think it'll keep going up as long as people are paying for it.
So we got to boycott everything?
Maybe not boycott it, but I think we need to, as a society, as U.S. citizens, we need to put our foot down and say enough is enough. And we're not playing this fucking shit. But the problem is we've been divided. And I said it in the last episode, maybe not the last episode. I say it all the time. When they divide us, that we can't unite against them.
Right.
Because we're too busy fighting ourselves.
The divided states of America.
I mean, they've divided us in so many different ways.
And they continue to do so.
Yeah, from our class to our race to even now our gender. Now it's gotten to a point where it's not just, you know, the high class rich people against the low class poor people. And now you got poor people, but you also have the white male poor guy. Then you have the lesbian poor lady. You got, now they're fighting with each other. Now the poor class can't unite against the rich class. It's just, it's like a fractal. You know, we talk about fractals. It's, we got divided, and then you divide that division, and then you divide all these little subdivisions in. It's really bad. And I don't see, people keep talking about a revolution, a civil war. It's going to be more like guerrilla warfare, where it's going to be these small little factions fighting other factions, and then we'll see who ends up on top.
Is there still going to be a bigger faction called the government above that? The federal, the National Reserve or whatever?
Yeah.
Man, that would be shitty. If that's how the civil war is going to go, is going to be the small factions fighting other small factions, and then the National Guard just comes in and cleans it up and said, well, I guess you won, you lost. We're going to agree with the losers, and the rest of you are going to jail. You're going to the brig.
Or they come in and they're like, all right, you guys won. You get the larger reservation, and then everyone else under you gets smaller reservations. We're going to be like the fucking natives. You know, they're going to they're going to come in and give us our own little plots of land. They want us divided. It's as simple as that. They don't want us living together in harmony with one another. They don't want it.
A guy at work keeps saying, he said it over and over and over, that they are trying to get rid of the middle class. So they want the extra rich on one side and they want the extra poor on the other side.
Why do they want that, though?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't understand why they would want it. He's not the first person I've heard of say that, but I can't fathom why they would want to get rid of the middle class. Is it because the middle class...
If there's enough of the middle class that could fight back. So if they end the middle class, then there's less likely that they could fight back. But that doesn't make any sense. That would just put more in the poor slot, right? Then you would have even more.
Yeah, it would be true for the poor class. Like I would think they would want a class in between middle class and poor and a class in between middle class and rich. I would think they would want more classes for more division.
To spread us out more.
Yeah. I mean, they've already, since day one, divided us politically.
Right.
Then you have the race division. You have the poor and the rich. Now it's gender and sex or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And it's also males versus females. Or not males. It's like me, born a male. Basically, you and I, we're fighting a battle right now that where everyone hates us for whatever reason.
Oh yeah. We didn't do it. We didn't fucking do it.
I didn't do anything.
No.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck just like most people are.
Right.
I'm not privileged.
No. I still pay all the taxes that I don't want to pay. I still pay for gas.
Yeah. When I get pulled over by the cops, you know what I do? I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
What do you need? I'm respectful. Sorry, dude. Like, if you're not respectful, you're going to get treated like shit by the police. If it doesn't matter. I mean, maybe to some police it does. It matters if you're whatever your race is. The majority of police are not racist. Just like the majority of white people are not racist. The majority of men are not sexist who think women should not deserve the same amount of pay.
No. If you qualify, do it.
But it's okay for them to stereotype and generalize us.
Somehow. When did that become okay?
It's not okay to do to anybody. But it's okay for women and whoever else to say that, you know, the white men are the problem with this country. And it's like, no. Some white men, yes.
Right.
But not white men. White men are not the problem. Some white men are.
Not all of them. You could say that for any race of any gender.
You can say it about anything, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Some bears are bad bears. Some bears are good bears.
Yeah. All Democrats are not bad. Some are. All Republicans are not bad. Some are.
Right. Anybody could have that characteristic about them.
But they just hammer in these people's heads. The media. The media and the politicians hammer in these people's heads that they're being... I don't know, that we are bad and that white people hate black people and black people hate Asian people and Asian people hate Hispanic people. And it's all of this. And they just keep hammering it into you. And eventually you're like, you know what? Yeah, you're probably right. I think.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I, you know what? I've never seen an Asian man eating a burrito. He must really hate him. And then now you got fucking race wars. It's what they want. They've always wanted this. They're just fucking getting it now because it's so easy to manipulate these stupid fucks who are constantly on their phone. They're just scrolling through TikToks. Scrolling through them. The fucking TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook and WhatsApp. And I don't even know. Those are just the ones I know of. There's a bazillion more, I'm sure.
And they're all owned by Meta.
Ridiculous,
no.
Dude.
No, they're not all owned by Meta.
I wouldn't be surprised if they figured out a way to Actually, I feel like I've heard that, that they found a way that blue light fucks with you so much that they figured out a way to harness that. And that's why we're on our devices so much.
It's a subliminal energy?
It does something to you neurologically that it doesn't brainwash you, but it like dumbs you down.
It's like is it a dopamine release? It feels rewarding?
Well, not the blue light. That's the whole thing about social media, is it releases dopamine. Oh my God, I got a like. Oh my God, I got 2 likes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. And next thing, and then when your phone dies, you go through withdrawal. And you're a grouchy fucking fuck. It's unbelievable what they've done and what this country is going through, and what we're all in this together, whether you think we are or not. We are. And the longer it takes people to realize it, the more freedoms they're going to fucking take.
Right. People together. What? Well, I mean, it's the Planet of the Apes saying, the phrase, apes together strong.
Yeah. People together strong.
Yeah. So if we just created an entire citizenship, I wasn't mafia, militia. I mean, hey, but a civilian militia, which is constitutionally legal, by the way, you can create your own militia because if you decide, if the people decide the government's not doing right, the Constitution says create a militia. It's right there, right? Am I wrong about that? That's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why we have the right to bear arms. To form a militia against a tyrannical government.
It's right there.
Or a government, an overreaching government, which is what we fucking have right now.
Oh, for sure.
No, I'm not calling for anything. Like, I don't want people to misunderstand or misread what I'm saying like they did with Aaron Rodgers. No. But we have an overreaching government. We have the right to bear arms. And that's what it says. It says we have the right to bear arms to form a militia, like you said, against a tyrannical and overreaching government.
Right. The problem is they've made everybody so scared of even stepping out of bounds like that, that people are not going to remotely even come close to doing something like that. Oh, if you come after us, then you're a terrorist, blah, 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 blah.
That's why they want to take the guns.
Right.
And, oh, man, I had it. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, it's like a cult. You mimic whatever they're telling you. And then, like I said before, you get the likes. You know what I mean? You can post, you can literally post fuck Trump on Twitter and you'll probably go viral.
Right. You'll get a ton of likes and then that feels good. Boy, howdy. Does that feel good?
It means nothing.
Nothing.
The likes mean nothing. The tweet itself, fuck Trump, is meaningless. What did that do? It did nothing except give you a dopamine high because you got a ton of likes from people who agree with you.
Right.
It's sad. It's sad where we're going as a country. It's sad to see and to think of the world that our kids are going to grow up in. Although I do still have hope that some good is coming.
If we can twist the narrative to our favor, not even by saying it on the news, but people are so divided that they create their own little, well, if they create small businesses and then they create their little pocket towns, like you live in a neighborhood and all the neighbors get together and do their thing and nobody's going to fuck with those neighbors.
I think they call those communes.
And then cults.
Yeah, I agree. I think by separating too much, we run the risk of ending up in these factions where it's like tribalism.
Yeah, that would be bad.
My tribe versus your tribe versus that tribe. So I think there's good to come from it, and I think there's a fine line. You know, there's that we need to be careful not to fucking go to this side of the line or to that side. We got to be careful.
Yeah, we can't go Hunger Games.
No.
District, all the 12 districts of the United States of America, that'd be bad. We're an hour into this. I don't know if you, I mean, the thing I was going to talk about has nothing to do with any of that. All of that was pretty much one big old long thing of stuff about all that stuff. Government stuff, vaccines, and looting. We talked about Rittenhouse. Yeah, I don't know. We could bitch about this all day long. The thing I personally want the most is before you do anything, just ask yourself, why am I doing this? Just do a little critical thinking and just do a little research. Do a little back burner, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Just dig into something.
Yeah.
Follow the trail. Like, why is that thing? Hold up. They're really going to give me free nuggets at McDonald's if I get the vaccine? What? Why? Where are those nuggets coming from?
Yeah. I'll just pay for my nuggets, thank you.
Why is it so important for me to get the vaccine? Why is it so important for me to hate this person? I don't hate anybody unless you give me reason to hate you.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody I hate.
No.
There's some people I don't like.
Right.
But just because they're fucking annoying. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with how much money they make or their race or their gender. I don't give a fuck.
No.
But if you're a dickhead, you're a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, don't do that.
Simple.
Yeah, I don't care about what god or gods you worship. All I really want is for people to do a little critical thinking and plan out their actions before they go off the deep end. There's no free TV without consequences.
Nothing's free, man.
No. Nope. I mean, I enter the contest from Intel to try to win sweet-ass gaming laptops all the time, but I never get them. No harm, no foul.
Nobody gets them.
No, nobody gets them. That's just incentive. Well, now we got your email address. We can sign you up for all this shit.
And then they're making a ton of money off of you from their advertisers.
Yeah, exactly. So you have how many subscribers? Email subscribers? Ooh, wow.
Yep.
That's all I really want. It's just critical thinking. And I'm hoping that we are instilling that in our children. Back up. Wait a second. Think about this next thing before you jump into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was it going through that guy's head that ran those people over in that parade? The fuck was he thinking? Where was I going to get him? Right back in jail? Did he want to go back to jail? Don't kill 25 fucking people. I don't know the numbers. I'm just making that number up.
Yeah.
You could do some other crime to go back to jail, if that's really what you wanted to do. Property damage, not people damage.
I mean, just don't want to go back to jail. Like, why don't people just want to be members of society and not fucking hurt people and all this other shit? Like, why can't we just be fucking human?
I don't know. People, he was damaged. Something about him just didn't click right. I'm totally speculating that that's what he wanted to do, is go back to jail. If he wanted to kill himself, there's other ways to do that too. That's not a recommendation in any fashion.
Why did he post bail?
Why did he post bail? Can you refuse that?
I think so. If you don't have the money.
Well, if somebody just volunteered to do it for him.
I mean, I guess that's possible.
Could he be like, nah, give him a refund. I'm good here. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Is that really what he wanted to do? Is just go out there and just mow people down? Now, that is definitely a reflection, absolute reflection of a Stephen King story. You read it, Mr. Mercedes.
I got it. Right up here.
There you go.
You can't see it on camera because I put my shelf too high.
There it is. Up there. Next to Skelly. You got to give him a little turkey buddy. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's going to get a Santa hat later, I'm sure. But anyway, alt, rant town.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been labeled COVID rant.
Again, yeah.
It's too easy to fucking rant on these, on COVID on these now.
Because people are being dumb.
Yeah.
people are so stupid. If people weren't stupid, we wouldn't talk about stupid people. But there's, it just seems like there's so many NPCs. There's so many non-player characters that there's not enough critical thinkers. What the fuck am I going to do? Are you really going to strap a rifle to your body? Or if you don't have one of those, you're just going to grab a pile of bricks that happens to be right there for you to grab them and just go smash it? How did that happen?
How'd those bricks get there? Oh, well, fuck it. Time to bust up George Soros's AutoZone.
Right. Dumb shit like that. Why? Build your own telescope. That's a thing you could do. Put a potato gun, but shoot it in the river. I don't know. Yeah. Do something else constructive, not destructive.
I get that they're upset.
Who are?
I get that people are upset about, you know, the shootings and all that. And I understand it. I haven't lived it.
Because you're a white privileged male.
I guess so. But I understand being upset about that shit. But you got to do it the right way. You got to do the shit the right way. And you got to understand the politicians don't want what's best for you.
No.
They want what's best for them. And they want your votes, so they will pander to you and just get your votes and then just do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people are upset with Biden?
Because he's not letting Kamala Harris do anything else.
Because he told people he was going to do this and he was going to do that and he was going to get the fucking COVID under control. And he's not doing anything. And people are like, yo, I fucking voted for you because you said you were going to do this. And all he can do is say, come on, man. That's all, folks.
That's another thing that bugs the shit out of me. The guy that he's not doing anything. Has he actually accomplished anything? How could you be happy with a guy who mumbles through his interviews?
Well, because he doesn't tweet mean things, Will.
I guess.
Having a senile fuck is better. A senile fuck run our country is better than having some mean guy. A mean tweeter.
Then he's not a target, I guess. If he's just some old frail guy, he's not a target. He's not pissing anybody off directly.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore, dude. I'm no. Almost to a point where, like, when I hear things, I'm just like, I still get angry. I still want to rant. I still want to say, this is fucking horseshit. But then I'm like, who am I talking to? Right. I mean, I'm talking to a fucking wall over here.
Yeah.
Because the majority of people don't either aren't listening or they're so brainwashed by their fucking media, whatever it is, CNN, Fox, it doesn't matter. You're so fucking brainwashed that you don't want to hear anything that I have to say because your mind is already made up that I am this. I am a conspiracy theorist. I wear a tinfoil hat. I don't believe JFK was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't believe we went to the fucking moon. Like, shit like that. They're just going to assume that what I have to say isn't legit. Whatever. I don't fucking know.
And that's another problem. You're becoming desensitized. And the fight is going out of you.
I mean, when it comes to my front door, I'll be ready. But
back door is wide open.
Back door is wide open, dude. I'm always accepting.
I had to inject a little humor there because, man.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any humor.
It's exhausting for all this shit.
It really is, man. I know.
I don't know what else to think. We ranted, and that is what it is. And I don't know what, I don't know. Come rant in our, on the podcast stuff. We're not going to ask a question. Do you want to ask a question for the people? You just want them to come and rant. Don't leave a review. Just come and rant.
I don't give a shit. Just give us 5 stars. I don't care what you say.
Pee pee poo poo head. 5 stars. Boom.
That's fine with me.
In a different language. What was that other language? Sinhala. The Sri Lankan language. It's not a Sri-Lankanese. It's Sinhala.
Sri-Lankanese.
Sri-Lankanese. Yeah, leave us 5 stars and just leave us some Sri-Lankanese right there in the comments. Podchaser.com/Bring on the Weird. Apple Podcasts. Search Bring on the Weird. You know what I didn't say in the last episode? Weirdness HQ/Bring on the Weird. And then we have the Discord link there. Now, for some reason, if that expired or it won't let you accept the invite or whatever, I don't think. Do we have a forever link for Discord? It's right there on weirdnesshq.com/bring on the weird. The link for the Discord, but I don't know if it's a forever one. If it doesn't work, just give us a message on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm not going to give out the email because I'm tired of hitting the report spam button.
Yeah.
For shit.
For now, if you want some dope merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bring on the weird, tpublic.com and search bring on the weird, or zazzle.com/store/bring on the weird.
There we go. Man, if people weren't so fucking stupid, what would we talk about? I got an idea. I know what I'm going to do probably for several episodes.
Ooh.
Two plus maybe for a while.
All right.
I think I'm going to take a huge, deep, mega dive through Norse mythology.
Ooh.
It's something completely out of left field.
Yeah.
Totally out of this world. It has nothing to do with what's going on here, or even in our space, or our politics. I hope not. But we'll see. That's where I'm going next.
Sweet.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.